But not only that, we see in verse number 10, it says, wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds, which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. So this guy, there's people coming to the church to potentially listen to him preach. And you know what he's doing? He's forbidding them to go there. He's like, they're not allowed here. So what does that show? That shows that these people are insecure. They're insecure leaders. And often these leaders, they're afraid of you influencing their people. This is the Diotrephes mentality. This is very reminiscent to the old IFB. Okay? Was anybody thinking about that as I was saying that? Yeah. Because it's true. It's like you can't talk to anybody in their church. You can't befriend anybody in their church because they're afraid that you might influence them with the post-trib pre-wrath rapture. They're afraid that you might influence them regarding replacement theology. They're afraid that you might get them to hate homos just as much as you do. So they're like, stay away from those people. Well, look, why don't you just let them talk to whoever they want? And why don't you just preach doctrine? Because here's the thing. If you're afraid that they're going to learn heresy, why don't you just teach them doctrine? If you taught them doctrine, they're not going to be tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, right? But because you're not preaching doctrine, that's why you got to lord over God's heritage to make sure that no one talks to them. Jim Jones. You know, Diotrephes, Jim Jones mentality. It's like, no one can talk to my people. You're just insecure. I even had people tell me, like, what if I came to your people and started telling them about the pre-tribulation rapture? I told them, go for it. I'm not afraid of that. He's like, are you serious? You're telling me that you would be fine with me going up to them and trying to teach them about the pre-tribulation rapture? I'm like, yeah, go for it. Because I teach my people. My people are they're learned people. In fact, that would be good for them. Yeah, it's practice. You know? It would be good for hardcore pre-tribulationists to come talk to you. Right? To see if you know if you're grounded in what you believe. I'm not afraid of that. That's stupid. Why? Because I'm not insecure. Go talk to whoever you want. I'm not the Pope. I'm the evangelist here. I'm the preacher here. And Lord willing, in a year, if I become the pastor, that still doesn't change anything. You can talk to whoever you want. You can go talk to your old pastor if you want. Go visit the church if you want. I don't care. I really could care less. My name is not Diotrephes. Diotrephes is an insecure leader who doesn't want anybody influencing their people. You know? Well, Diotrephes, if you don't want that, then why don't you go ahead and teach and preach hard enough and maybe your people will stay there? Why don't you preach and teach hard enough and teach them good doctrine and maybe you'll give them a reason to stay? They don't have to sneak around and come to our church all the time.